actually, as you get to see, but I typed this song. But the song leader then stole the thunder and sang that song.
So as
I was in the study, I felt he was just confirming something for me. So then something reminded me of the olden days. When we used to call the pastor to the pulpit to come and preach, there is a song that we used to sing called "There Is a River That Flows From Deep Within."
There is a river that flows from deep within.
So I want the old timers like myself to help me sing that song. And the song leader will help us because we don't have the voices to sing in the right tune.
Amen.
There is a
river
that flows from deep from sea. Come to these waters, my brother, my sister. Come to this water. There is a vast supply tonight. Amen. There is a vast supply. There is a river. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. There is a river that never shall run dry. Hallelujah. Our gracious Heavenly Father, singing such songs, Lord, bring some certain memories in our hearts. Lord God Almighty, it invokes some nostalgic feelings, oh God, about the olden times, the olden days. Father Mighty God, how we desire that we could go back to those days. Father Mighty God, when we could sing together, join together as one, oh God, love among the brethren. Father Mighty God, we miss those days, Lord. Father Mighty God, take us to the old paths, Lord. Oh Lord, we want to thank you and appreciate you, Lord. Indeed, we are feeling so good tonight. Just to remember that Father has kept us all these years. Father Mighty God, we have traveled, Lord, far and wide. But we shall never forget those days. We shall never forget those times, Lord. Father, we want to thank you. Father, we want to appreciate you tonight. Be with us now tonight, Lord, as we speak, oh God, and your word. As we gather, oh God, I pray that Father Mighty God, you can help us refresh our memories to those things, Lord, that you want us to remember. We want to thank you, Lord. Bless, oh God, our pastor. Bless the deacons, the trustees, the musicians, the Sunday school teachers, the laity in this assembly. Father, we pray for them. And Father, we can hold together as we fight, oh God, our way to heaven. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Bind us together in Christian love. Oh, God, want to thank you. Oh, God, want to appreciate you, Lord. Help us, Lord. Indeed, the singer said, when we are asunder apart, it gives us inward pain. But we have got hope that we shall meet again. We want to thank and appreciate you tonight as we commit everything into hands in the precious and wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and all shall agree by saying, Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Amen. How many are happy tonight? I know some are not happy, and not everyone is happy. It's very, very normal. that some won't be happy because they had their own expectations of who is supposed to be standing here. But we get disappointed every day wherever we go. So when you are disappointed tonight, you are not the first one to be disappointed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we are so happy this evening to be here. I want to appreciate every one of you, especially those that invited me to their homes during the time I was here. It doesn't mean that those who didn't invite me did something wrong. No, it doesn't mean that. But I'm just saying, those who invited me, I want to thank you and appreciate you. And I want to appreciate publicly, brother and sister Matatu, who have kept me for all this time in their home. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They took me in as their son. And they've been taking care of me, good care of me. As you can see, I'm looking so good. It's as a result of what they were doing to me. So I want to really appreciate them for all that they've done. Because it's not easy keeping a minister in the house. Because it doesn't come home on time. They travel a lot. They are tired most of the times. So it's not easy. But I want to appreciate them so much. Amen. So when Brother Mdombo asked me to preach, I thought of a message that I wanted to preach on. So I wanted to preach on ambassadors. Because I wanted to preach something very nice that does not affect anyone. Something that encourages somebody. But you know, the ways of a man are not in himself. You might try to run and dark and dive, but the ways of a man are not himself. So something changed. So I'm no longer going to preach that message, unfortunately. So tonight we are going to talk on a very small subject. Take us, the foxes, the little foxes. Amen.
Amen.
And for inspiration tonight, we want to talk about shake off. Hallelujah. Shake off.
Kuzunza.
So take us, the foxes, the little foxes, and we shake off.
Tozunza.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we want to appreciate the pastor in absentia. He has been so good to me. And next Saturday, it's his birthday, by the way. I think
he'll
be turning 60. And I hope the church is arranging something for him. If you are not, please start arranging something for him. Something like a surprise. And I hope when he comes back midweek next week, some of you are going to ask for your bosses for permission to go to the airport to welcome him. That's how we appreciate the pastor, right? And I hope you do the same here as well. How many are going to go to the airport to welcome the pastor? It doesn't look like anyone is convinced yet. But I think we shall be convinced at the end of the service. Hallelujah. So the message I'm going to preach, I preached once in Randfontein in Johannesburg, and Brother Ruben Daniel's church on the 1st of June 2014. And then on the 17th of August 2014, I preached it at our church in the Willows in Pretoria, back home. It was on the 17th of August. And many preachers have stood here and taught us what 17 means. 17 means system change. Something has to change. Something has to be affected. We don't remain the same after the 17th. And today happens to be the 17th of March.
2017.
Double 17. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And remember, Brother Branham,
Branham,
he started preaching the series on the 17th of March,
1963.
There's something about 17. And I'm so glad that I'm preaching on the
17th.
And our scripture, Songs of Solomon 2, verse
15.
Take us the foxes, the little foxes, that spoil the vines. For our vines have tender grapes. And the Amplified Version says, my heart was touched, and I fervently sang to him my desire. So it was actually a song. And the song was, take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vineyards of our love. For our vineyards are in blossom.
Exodus 10:1,
it says, dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savour, so doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor.
Amen. Amen.
The same chapter, verse 20. Curse not the king, nor not in thy thoughts, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber.
Hanzi usatuke mambo, kunyange pakufunga kwako, usatuke mupfumi pa imba yako yokuvata.
For a bird of the air shall carry the voice.
Nokuti shiri yokudenga ichatakura inzwi rako.
And that which hath wings shall tell the matter.
Uye icho china mapapiro chichazivisa nyaya yako.
Kutuka mambo, kufunga zako.
In your thoughts,
kutuka uyo mfumi uri mu bedroom mako,
kissing the king in thy bedchamber.
Hanzi shiri dzichatakura manzwi iwayo dzogomhanya nawo.
The bird shall carry those voice and run with them.
Those are dzidziswa nebhaibheri kuti madzimambo ndavana aniko.
We are told by the Bible who are the kings.
Hallelujah. Mwari wakatita madzimambo navaprisita.
God has made as kings and priests.
Kana wakutuka mambo uri kutuka mwewe dari pano.
If you are casting a king, you are casting one of our brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. You can enjoy the comfort of your seat.
Munogona kuropa fasi.
Singato pedza service yese makamira.
Nezigaro zenyu.
Hallelujah.
Finish the service.
Mubuku on the forgotten beatitude.
In the book,
Brother Branham says,
akakanganikwa brother vana vanoti.
And John was one of those men that did not hold back any punches.
Hanzi John anga ari mumwe wevarume anga asinga dzore zvibakera.
He just let it fly.
Aingo
it made no difference to him. If it was a head off, it was head off. Just like Elijah. He was right out forward with what he had to say. What was right if it was wrong, it was wrong. God, we need more like that today. Men who stand on real, genuine convictions of the word of God. Speak it and don't hold your peace. Speak it out. Somebody has to say it. You might refuse to say it, but someone has to say it. We say it, we are talking about take us the foxes, the little foxes, and you need to shake off. What is to shake off? To get rid of something, to get away from something, to leave behind. If somebody is troubling you, you cannot just say, what can I do to shake you off? So you shake off something that's small. You don't shake off a lion. You shake off something that's very small. I was asking Brother Jack, Jarvis upon a song that he used to sing a long time ago. Shake the devil off. In the name of Jesus, shake the devil off. Hallelujah. So you shake something that is small, that is attaching to you, but you don't want that thing to be with you. Here is Solomon. He is saying, shake off. Take us the little foxes, the foxes that spoil the vine. Solomon wakagamba uraya nzou.
Solomon had killed an elephant.
Solomon angamba uraya shumba.
Solomon had killed
a anga uraya zvakawanda zvipoka zvikuru.
He had killed a lot of big
animals. Asi murume mukuru kunamata.
But yeah, big
akati baba ndoni bisirayo tumakava utku.
Lord, take us the little
tumakava tudoko utu. Fwandi tambudza. Azinzou akauraya. Shumba akauraya. Hallelujah. Tumakava tune behavior yatu katina tko.
The foxes have a certain behavior that they have.
Tunokonzera damage yakakura chaizo.
Cause a lot of big damage.
Tunoenda pamuti totanga kucheka muti churuma ruma muti.
They will go and start to eat all.
Tichitenderera muti tichuruma ruma tichibvisa makanda.
The tree and removing the bark.
Which we can call the onion tactic.
Says that not anzi my tiro avanoita pa onion.
Hallelujah. Those neta hama dzakawanda izozo.
That's what many brethren do.
Dzinobvisa munhu chimiro sedzirikuita sedzirikuvhura onion.
They kill another brother's character like they are peeling off an
onion. Iya akadzira makaranga onions.
Which the kalanga called onions.
Ndio vanenge vachivhura.
They
kusvika vaexpose za munhu. The onion tactic. That is what the fox does.
Does it go animakava?
So they don't just simply eat the grapes. But they destroy the entire vine, the whole tree. Hallelujah. So the vines are now threatened by the little foxes. Not the elephants, but the little foxes. That's why Solomon is saying, take us the little foxes. In other words, shake them off from me. Because it is those little things, if they go unchecked, they will cause more damage in the future. So it's a warning to you and me about the little things that we seem to keep and forget and ignore. But those little things can destroy so many things. They can destroy relationships. They can destroy churches. They can destroy marriages. They can destroy friendships. Those little things that we ignore. It is a little virus that causes AIDS. It is a little virus, the little mosquito that causes death with malaria. Many people are prepared for the devil that comes like a roaring lion. But they are not prepared for a devil that comes in small little things like the little foxes. These foxes have got tremendous advantage. They are not, you don't expect them to cause any damage, any problems at all. You don't expect them to knock any marriage out of commission. But these foxes, they just come and sneak in. They've got an incredible sense of sight. An incredible sense of smell. And a sense of hearing. They've got some cleverness that they inhibit as well. Sometimes they'll play like they're dead when they're actually alive. When they are hunting, they play dead. And a bird will come around. And with no time, it jumps on the bed. Bird, not bed, bird.
Right.
Shiri, bad, right?
Shiri.
Hallelujah. We thought that it's not bad, but bad. Hallelujah. Foxes are fast. They are slick. They are slippery. They are insincere. They are polished. They are sneaky. Some people think that I'm describing them right now. I'm just describing a fox. It's sleek, it's polished. It's adorable, it's cute. Because it's cute, we don't take it seriously. But it's a decoy that it uses. so that you can grab it and think it's very nice. You know, when those presidents from countries that are very rich, like America, when the president travels, you'll find that maybe they'll be having three or so convoys in the same country. Two of them are just decoys. He is not in there. It's just for security purposes. They are just a decoy. That's what the foxes do. So many times we underestimate the power of those small things. The atomic bomb was so small, but it brought Japan to its knees.
Atomic bomb yanga iri diki asi yakagarisa pasi Japan.
Flea is very small, but it can kill the largest of the dogs.
Kanata kadiki asi kanokwanza kukura imbwa huru.
The termite is very small, but it can bring down this whole building here.
Juro diki diki asi kanokwanza kuputsa chivakwa
chino. That is why Solomon is saying, please Lord, take us the foxes, the little foxes.
Ndosaka Solomon ari kuti ishe decide tumakava tuduku.
The statistics is show us that the buffaloes, they kill 7 people per year. Lions kill 500 people per year. Hippos kill
800.
Spiders kill
5,000.
Scorpions kill
7,000.
Snakes kill 10,000. Guess what? The mosquito. It kills 2.7 million people.
2.7 million.
Very small, but very cunning. Take us the foxes, the little foxes. The small things that we have. They are hardly noticed by any. But they are bringing down people today. There are sins of commission. And then sins of omission. Hallelujah. White lies. Gossiping, small lies. Many compromises by believers today. When children are very small, when they talk back at you, we think it's cute. Hallelujah. When they break the glasses and the plates in the house, we either take a camera and take a photo of them with a broken glass, and we call that cute. Hallelujah. When they use bad language, we say it's cute. When they dance like snake and shake their lower bodies, we say that cute. But one day they grow to be older. It's no longer cute. Hallelujah. The children of God fall into these small sins. Hallelujah. That is why Solomon is saying, take us the foxes, the little foxes, shake off. Hallelujah. We are going to identify some of these foxes tonight. One of them is the lack of seriousness in the message. Many brothers today have lacked the seriousness of the message. That is why they come to you and ask you, did the brother Branham really say? When somebody says that statement to you, you must know who is inspiring him. Because their father, went to Eve. And he said, did God really say? So watch out for those people who come to you and they say, did Brother Branham really say? They are inspired of their father, the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many people, they are leaving the message today. Many pastors are leaving the message today. Many preachers, they are leaving the message today. Why? Because they followed that line of thought. Some of the people are missing here from church tonight. Why? Because they are following something else. That is not the message. And they did not just wake up one day and decide not to follow the message. No, no, it started from long back. I demonstrated the other time here that somebody is walking from there and going there, and they get disturbed there. And they stumble all the way up to here. And they fall here. When you look here, nothing around there shows what could have caused the fall. You wonder, how did the person fall here? No, they didn't stop there. They didn't just fall there. They fell right here. All this time, they were just trying to maintain balance. That's why they were asking questions, that did Brother Branham really say? Is it true that Brother Branham said this? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many people, they spend more time on the internet. They spend more time in other books rather than spending time in the message, in the tapes and the books. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to know how nice grilled rump steak is, grilled rump steak served with a hot sauce. If you want to know how nice that is, delicious it is, you don't go to Dairy Board. You won't find it there. You don't get it at Dairy Board. Go and find where it's made. Then you'll be able to taste it. If you want to know how nice this message is, don't go and spend your time in the internet. Don't go and spend time in other books. Don't go and spend time with the people that don't have the message. Spend your time in the message of the hour, in the book and the text. Then you'll find how delicious this message is. You won't even give us problems here, because nothing else is inspiring you. How can you spend time on the internet checking things on the internet, and the things bring you down, and you stop coming to church just because of the internet? Hallelujah.
May God help you greatly.
Hallelujah. When you are parking a car, don't look at the car next door. Look at the demarcation of the parking. Because those are the ones that direct you how to park. Because the car parked next door might be skilled already.
You have to follow the marked line.
Hallelujah. Raini zani mara ini a message. You are here. No, asini kutangura kutarisa mara ini a message.
Look at the message.
Kuti profita akambote kudi. Because ivanu, nasi vanu kusora mprofita.
Because today people are despising the prophet.
They
don't know what to despise.
Brother David.
You know David.
Akauya akauya Goliath.
He came and killed Goliath.
So he did 40 days to kill Goliath. I can do 40 days to put out a Goliath.
He had 40 days to kill
Goliath.
But he could not. And he hit in a cave. When he hit in a cave,
Goliath.
He failed to kill
Goliath.
Goliath. Meaning, Saul was afraid of Goliath.
David,
when David
as
came,
long as I'm minutes,
it didn't take minutes.
He
spent a lot of time trying to convince the people that I can kill Goliath.
I want to kill Goliath.
Meaning Saul,
who
was afraid of Goliath,
you are
supposed to be afraid of
David.
Because David had killed Goliath, who he was afraid of.
Hallelujah. David aura changa chichikwa na Sauro.
David has killed Goliath.
Kuri David mukuru kuna Sauro.
Meaning David was greater than Saul.
But David mani nokusbusa.
Because David, because
of
not being akafunga kuti anogona kuuraya David.
He thought he was able to kill David.
Kana madzimai aivapo havana kutobvapa kana kutombuya muparidzi kuzotsanangura zvaitika.
Even the women who were there, they did not come a preacher to explain what had happened.
Kune masista asingatoimbi zvavo muchurch.
Their sisters who don't.
Anga akandogara zvavo kumashure.
Were seated at the back.
Vakangoona zvaitika panga pasingade muparidzi.
They saw what happened. There was no preacher.
Ndongovamba kambo kasinganetse kuimba.
They started a song which.
Kambo pangovamba ngauchingodzivira uchingodavira.
And songs that you can just.
Sister Maru kumashure vakangoti David wa Saul wakauraya kama 1000.
And sister said Saul has killed his.
Vakauraya nechokumberi vakati David wakauraya ma 10,000.
And those were in front said David killed 10,000.
Ah vakati Saul wakauraya ma 1000.
Saul killed thousands.
David wakauraya ma 10,000.
David killed
10,000. Kamboka kachoendeka. Kakato record pa Bible kuti palo paimbwa kambo.
That there was a song that was sung.
Hallelujah. Iyeye Sauro kwakufunga kuti anogona kutora pfumo agouraya David.
And so thought he could take a spear and kill David.
Aifanira kufunga kuti munhu auraya chandanga ndichitya ndofanira kumutya.
He was supposed to think that the person who had killed the one I was afraid of.
Iwe wanga uri kudenomination kwako iwewe.
You are in your denomination.
Wanga uri kusangano kwako iwewe.
You are in your denomination.
Uchiverenga Bible iwewe. Revelation waitya iwe.
And you are afraid of revelation.
Wanga usingambozivi zvainoreva.
You didn't know what.
Waijamba iwewe.
You were skipping it.
God yet wanga usingai
He didn't know the God.
Baptism wangu asingaizive
ewe.
Brother Branham kwakuuya. Kwakuita pachena. Kuti zvinomborere izvi. Ndokuzviona zviri pachena. Iwewe manje iwewe. Kwakufunga kuti wangwara Sereki. Kwauda kuataka iyeyu. Hakuraurira mascripta wangu uchitya. Unopenga Sereki, unopenga maningi iwewe. Hauna kukwana iwewe. Uri kutsvake muno message iwewe. Une kuataka profite wewe unopenga Sereki
shamwari
hauzivi zvauri kuita wamwa mapiritsi here makuseni.
Did you take your pills in the morning?
Hallelujah. Take us the foxes, the little foxes. Check off, check off, check off.
Zunza, zunza.
Check off, check off, check off.
Zunza, zunza.
Hallelujah. Kana pano zvausiri kuziva bvunza.
If you don't know something, ask.
Kana pasine zvausiri kunzwisisa bvunza.
If you don't understand,
ask. Haifanira kudzokera kumashure.
Don't go.
Bvunza kuti handisi kunzwisisa izvi.
Say, I don't understand.
Tokuudza kuti zvinorevei.
And you tell me what.
Wobatsirikana.
And you get help.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Kune hama nhasi uno.
They are brethren.
Ndikunodzokera kumashure.
Who are backsliding.
Vari kuverenga. Vachiverenga testimony ya Billy Paul.
And they are reading Billy
Paul.
Billy Paul.
Thou shalt not be an old man. Sharks will be swimming there. Many people have left the message today because of that statement. Because they are looking at Billy Paul. But
and he's now gay.
So they are thinking he's not an old man yet. So how old is old? Unoverenga sei wewe? Unomboverenga sei? Unoverenga sei kwe wewe? Hauzivi maverengero?
Ndosaka
urikungotarisa.
That's why you look.
Paitaura pese. Waifanira kuteerera kuti ari kuti kudii.
You must listen what you are saying.
Because vamwe vakadzokera kumashure.
Because some backs.
Ataura kuti 500 ushers.
And he said, "Ma usher 500."
Hallelujah. And the 500 ushers were escorting me to the pulpit. Vanhu vakangoona varume vatatu vanenge
ko
500 vakabva kupi iwe. Kana achitaura uyu ari kutaura nedenga. Zvakasiyana nekamutauriro kako iwewe. Hallelujah. Brother Branham says, Maria havana kutivimbisa.
God did not promise.
Corona yegoridhe.
Golden crown.
Mwari vakativimbisa.
God promised.
Crown. Of the new body. How old is the new body? 18 years, 16 years. Thou shalt not be an old man. When sharks will be swimming here. How readest thou? How hearest thou?
How hearest thou?
Shake off. Shake off. Take us the foxes. The little foxes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some people. The same way they are despising the prophet. That's the same way they despise the pastor. And the message of the hour. And the deacons and the preachers. They are the only perfect ones. The pastor is wrong. The pastor is wrong. The deacons are wrong. They are the only right ones. Everyone else does not have the Holy Ghost. They are the ones who have got the Holy Ghost. Maybe it's double L. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Maybe it's double L. It's not the holy with one L. Hallelujah. The little things that we leave undone. Hallelujah. At one time Saul was told, go and kill the Amalekites and utterly destroy. Utterly destroy.
When the prophet
said,
have you done what I told you?
Check as the foxes, the little foxes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Some people left their organizations, but the organization is still in them.
Brother Branham,
he speaks of a man, of a quotation in the book of Shalom. He says, Kana munu akawira murwizi.
When a man is drowned in a river,
Momuburisa murwizi.
And you take him out.
Hayakwara kumirira ipapo.
Don't end there.
Chiburisa irwizi kupa munhu.
Now take out the water from the person.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you take a man out of a river,
mukaburisa munhu kupa murwizi.
You must then take the river out of the man.
Chifanakuburisa izvino mvura kupa
munhu. Nasi unohamba yakauya panapa.
If a brother comes.
Yoti nakati chitenda barika.
Who has been
in
Porika?
You have left
Porika.
Toti shanda kubvisa barika kubva muhama.
Now we will now work to remove
Porika
from the branch.
We
want to remove what?
Because we shake off izozo.
Denomination.
We because those who can get this amulet message.
That's the thing that
disturbs you. Why are you saying that it is a matter of the panapa?
It was a matter
of the message of the hour. Tinoti enda mprofita wenguva watakatumirwa naMwari.
Who God sent to us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Azitorekenda kumafredo naona kufunda PhD.
You don't have to go to school and have a PhD.
Mazvipotsa hama, azitorekenda kumafredo nakuota foros. Kunotsvaka PhD.
To water force to get a PhD.
Hallelujah. Kutenda kumafredo naunotsvaka PhD yekutenda. Aiwa, takazvipiwa pachena.
It's given free.
Hallelujah. Kana kutira akaenda kuchitungwiza unobananidza mhuri.
And try to go to Shitungiza and bring your family together.
Unite the family.
Aywa,
we don't work
like that.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And you say, now the spirit stay in the embassy. We don't do that.
We are keeping
it.
We are not so. Aywa. Tenga buku chete spoken words.
Enda
mu voice of God uko.
Ora
tenga buku.
Wewe
jika buku iroro. Obadzirikana ne buku iroro.
Wobva
arata tumakava tudoko.
And you leave the little folks.
Shake off.
Zunza.
Tibisire tumakava tuduku.
Take us.
Hallelujah.
The little folks.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Branham banotiudza.
Brother Branham tells us.
Pamusoro perimwe biza.
About a certain
invasion of the United States.
As
the panel bizarre can remove Kakura, Alpha.
There was a horse in a very thick meadow.
Richie Gauska Kanaka.
And it was feeding from that grass.
But Rayola to
it was seeing some small
to show manani.
Very few
to Anajuri Mugomba.
Inside the pit.
Mugomba umu.
In that
my one Bodoro. My one wire. My one is Pikiri. My one is Miti.
And sticks.
No, rakaona tu uswa itotwo.
And so that
my brother achiona tumwe turo.
So brother was seeing certain things.
Vachiona tumwe turo uko kuma church uko kuma sangalo.
Certain things in the denomination.
Ma internet imomo.
On the internet.
Tu uswa itotwo.
That small grass.
Little orchard grass, brother Branham says. Hallelujah. Don't roll it when I am.
That's what the brothers are
doing. Over Alpha.
And you leave Alpha.
As long as the Zaraka wire.
And the horse actually jumped over the fence.
Kuenda kuti uswa itwotwo.
To go to that little orchard.
Rukano baiwa ikoko.
And it was pricked there.
Hallelujah. Brother Branham, a way of a transgressor is hard. He just wouldn't stay still where he was eating and having a wonderful time. But he had to jump the fence and go and get all bruised and cut up like that. Now that's just about the way people does that, it jumps the fence of God's pasture. Gets out and go out today. Come in church having a wonderful time. Then tomorrow sell out for something like it, like that. It makes it very hard. How much did you see a message? Kunzwa kuti munhu akasiya message.
A brother leaving the message. You hear that a brother left the message.
Kwa kunopinda ayocha.
And going to ayocha.
Brother munopenga steric.
Brother, you are so stupid.
Brother munakukwana.
You're out of your mind.
Hallelujah. Sure, kukusiya zvakanaka izvi zvese izvi.
To leave all these good things.
Kwakienda kusango kunogara ikoko.
And live in the forest.
Iwe, tanga wangwa mapiriti mhani usati wabuda hamba kusenda.
Take your pills before you start watora nanhu yekutanga.
Take us the foxes. The little foxes.
Makava madiki.
Hallelujah. Another fox that we have today.
Rime gava ratina ronasi.
Is discourtesy among the brethren.
Eh, kushaya kuzvibata kwakanaka pakati peha.
People are rude.
Vanhu vane kukasharara.
They have inconsiderate behavior.
Vane kuzvibata kusina kunaka.
They are impolite.
Havagone kubata vanhu.
Lack of manners.
Havana hunhu.
Bad manners.
Vane hunhu wakaipa.
Lack of civility.
Havagone kuzvibata.
Disrespect.
Havaremekedze.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ihama dzandiri kutsanangura idzodzi.
We are talking about brethren.
Dziri muchechi dziri kuita crazy. Dziri kuita creepy ni muchechi mara vakatarisa.
And they are doing all these things in church and God is looking.
Handiremekedzane muchechi.
We don't respect one another.
Vana vedu takuvadzidzisa kuti dai the first name.
We are teaching our children to call with their first name.
Ndatiri kufunga kuti havarungu steric.
Because we think we are.
Saka takuudza vana dai the first name.
And you are telling your children we can.
Kana mashamwari enyu akauya kumba munoendurudzana nema first name.
And when your friends come home, you are calling each other by
name. Church and rungu.
And it's now English.
Iwe, mwana wako hasi kuda shamwari iwe.
Your child is not looking for
mwana wako aruda parent.
Aruda he need aruda mbereki.
Hallelujah. Zvino manje kana tiri kudzisa mwana tsika. Mwana akukura ari rude manje.
And if the child grows up and becomes rude.
Hallelujah. Saka vakutaura zvavanoda pa church.
They are speaking recklessly at church.
Ndozvakala mudzikona akaka mutsiura.
And if a deacon rebukes him.
Anotaura kuti ndiani ari kutaura.
He said, who is this?
Ndimukomanyari.
Oh, he's mukomanyari.
Mukomanyari abatana. Hasa tisikuteererana.
My apology, mukomanyari, but today I'm not.
Vana vanga vanga respect madikoni.
No longer respect.
Because this tiri kuvadzidzisa kuti hava respect we.
Because we are teaching them that don't respect the deacons.
Hallelujah. Havanga respect the pastor.
They no longer respect the pastor.
Vanotanga vachiti, Pastor Chester.
They start saying,
ozonzwa vachinja vakuti brother blessing.
And you hear now and say, brother blessing.
Ozonzwa Mr. Blessing.
Va blessing.
Ozonzwa Mr. B.
Va B.
Yakare azo baba yakonzi B.
And now B.
Mambona B here nhasi.
Did you see B today?
Iwe. Zvauri kutaura zvitaurike ukati pastor.
What you are saying, you cannot say it if you say pastor.
Ukatangara vachikuremekedza kuti pastor.
If you just start respecting and saying pastor,
unokura zvakanaka shamwari.
You grow up well.
Hausi madzera mamwe chete navo.
You are not the same age with him.
Panyama nepamweya.
Natural and spiritual.
Uri mwana mudiki stereki wewe.
You are very young.
Oda kuti nyangadzira zvino pana apo message munoko.
You want to disturb our message here.
Hallelujah. Zvinogara zvokuramba uchidaro shamwari ka.
If you continue in your ways.
Madikona anozonzwa yanyaya.
The deacons will just hear.
Ndapodzingira church pana.
And we have excommunicated you.
Vandozoudzwa unza akadzikwa kutaura brother vaya vaya vokumboya musuya.
That young man was excommunicated by that brother.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hatiremekedzane muchurch.
We no longer respect.
Mari vatibvisira kuti makava tokusaremekedzana.
May God remove the foxes of disrespect.
Hallelujah. Varume mudzimba ma vacharemekedzane madzimai avo.
Husbands no longer respect them.
Hapasina kurembekedzana.
There's no more respect.
Pamwe tika mistake mwana shauda manje shauda.
If there is only a little mistake, there is a fussing and fighting.
Where did rimwe chete nokuti iwe rikataurwa nemamwe matauriro umba muna makonzesa anomira homba imomo.
If one word just saying you, if it is spoken in the home, all the rodents in the home.
Iwe. You.
It is spoken in a different tone.
Husbands
no longer want to.
Have you heard
that? You can.
Courtship
does not end at the wedding. It remains.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, some have already removed it. And now they are in the court, not in
courtship.
There's no more courtship. There's no more respect.
Hallelujah.
He's doing
it
about his selfish
ways. Check off.
Zunza.
Muzimba umo.
In the houses.
Hallelujah.
Remove the little
fruit. Brother, but the church has become like chickens.
And the kerege yaku itase u. And you are not seeing eye to eye with a brother.
Hallelujah. Kana watonzurum paridzi manje.
Now they say, preach for us.
Wanzurum paridzi wewe.
And you are a preacher.
And one problem zawina zinawanwa mchurch.
And you have got problems.
Wotoziya wada kusorofira nyaya dzako pana.
Now you want to solve your problem on the
bed. Iyo tibazire mani makaya ngado nayo.
Please help us shake off the foxes.
Shake off.
Zunza makaya.
Shake us the foxes.
Tibisrei makaya.
Hallelujah. Take us the foxes.
Tibisrei makaya.
Vamwe varungwa tambura nema old grudges.
Some are having trouble near Ruengo Wekari.
They don't even know where the grudge
started. Just
buying a
story which you don't
know. How
it started and where
it started.
And you want to join into the grudge.
And
you are now leading the grudge. Some people here.
They have never
been to the church. They don't even know
how to do it.
Please help us by shaking off this demons of gossiping about things that you don't know. Have you heard our pastor rebuking? Where did you get that? Just ask
answer.
Then you come to the altar and you help
him.
Because you are disturbing
him. Vonga message.
You are causing discord in the message.
Hallelujah.
The prophet says, I don't want to see that. So you are more special than the prophet. You are more than
Kushora,
the prophet.
To despise every assembly.
If you see brothers and sisters, you just ask, which congregation
is this?
What does it help you to
do?
That's nothing.
As long as every brother and the message,
as long as he's a brother and he believes in the message, and doesn't
believe in the message.
Yes, go along with him or her.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need men and women who have got the backbone.
Who knows what they are doing? Not just despising every assembly wherever he goes. He leaves this place. He goes to another place. They have not invited you. You went there to just shout. You came from
Jehovah
alone. And you see things there. Different from yours. And
it tells you
something. People have
begged
you. Who sent you there?
Mufundisi Chesa, wana kutifundisa here pano.
Didn't Pastor Chesa teach us here?
Pangwa mazwana hasi kuzitaura.
Probably this says he's not saying. He's always saying.
Hazo ukashanya.
If you visit.
Takura mabhuku maviri.
Carry two books.
Rimwe raunonyora zvakanaka.
One way you write the good thing.
Rimwe raunonyora zvakashata.
And the other one you write the bad.
Kana wakuenda.
But when you leave.
Rere zvakashata riaria.
The book with the bad letter.
Wosiya wari destroyer ikoko.
Destroy it there.
Wotakura nezvakanaka izvozvo.
And you only take the good records.
Hazvingoitike mumachechi chete kaizvozvo.
It doesn't only happen in churches. Even in homes, it happens. Some which they, when they visit you, they're not coming to see you. They've just to see how poor you are. And you tell them what you're going through.
They say,
oh, they have got some stories. Let me go and tell other brothers, this family is really suffering.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
May God help you.
Take
us
to the little
foxes.
Shake off. Take us the foxes. The little foxes. Hallelujah.
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 Another fox.
Busy. So
people are just
preoccupied. Too busy achieving nothing. But they are just very busy. They can't even read the message. They cannot listen to the prophet. Some of them go and pull the message.
And he's telling people what he doesn't know.
Hallelujah.
May God help you. Some are busy. Men are busy.
To tell
his wife that I love her. He's always busy. To
makala to iki.
The little foxes.
Hallelujah.
Now we cannot even go and ask God for help to pray. We are no longer praying.
Because we are busy.
Hallelujah.
Can the internet is down?
If internet is down, there will be a problem at home. Because people cannot do everything else.
Internet is down.
Internet at home was down today. So I spent the day with
my family.
It sounds like he's a good person.
Hallelujah.
Because we are so used to the internet. He's no longer fellowshipping with brethren. God help us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. our children
today,
if you buy
a phone, plug power.
He thinks that you have to plug it somewhere. If you see it this
way,
if people visit you,
what
they
ask
is a charger. Do you have a pin charger? Do you have a pin charger? That's what they
ask.
Once they arrive, they ask first a charger. You no longer speak about the prophet. That in the morning I was reading the message. The prophet said to me, this and that.
Hallelujah.
And you are happy in that house. Not talking about the phone and the
WhatsApp.
You are always following.
Message status.
You are following people's status on WhatsApp. What about the message status?
Bible.
What is the last scene on your Bible?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Last scene rini.
When did you last read the Bible?
Especially
these days where they are reading from the screen. Some are no longer reading the Bible.
Brother, chimbotora yawa $10. $10.
Brother, just take $10.
Me send Bible to my wenu.
And put in the Bible.
Brother, mnoya after 2 months, mnewona irimo.
Yakangogara. That $10.
Hapana, boiwona.
Nobody saw it.
Da, hapana ari kuvhura Bible iroro.
No one is opening that Bible.
Asienda kubasa wone. Usiyo aniga charger yawe ye phone.
And just misplaced the charger somewhere. You find everything upside down. And thorough cleaning. Not just want to do thorough cleaning. Just thoroughly cleaning.
Charger.
Where is my smartphone charger? May God help you. And look at the phone.
It no takura ma message yese.
It can carry all the messages.
Asa una kana musoro verenga kana one.
There's not even one day you read.
Manakiro ye phone yacho manakiro.
How nice the phone is.
Ya no garota langura the phone yacho ukaitora.
Which I always say, which you take the phone.
Ukaigadzika apa.
And you replace it.
What ra hembe wadzitunika pamusoro.
And you put clothes on top.
Unoona hembe dzawachi vanenge phone.
And you see the clothes washed.
Nokuti ainwa ne phone manakiro ye phone yacho iyoyo.
By the phone, how nice it is.
Inongwa shandisa WhatsApp chat.
It's used only for WhatsApp.
No, chere zvino kwashanga pa phone hapana zvimwe.
That's what you
say. Ah, hapana zvimwe kuti message ino but kwasei papa. Havatombozivi.
Nothing about the message.
Kana kuti kunende kwasei ku message kwacha havatombozivi.
Open the table and everything.
Unotona va delete table kana ita table. Unotona va delete. Da hanziri kutora space
because it's taking space.
Uri kutenda message iwewe.
Are you believing the message?
Urikuinzwira kupi message yacho.
Where are you listening to the message?
Mwari vakubatsire manhingi stereke.
May God help you so much.
Kuitira kuti iwewe ukwanisa kunzwawo muprofita achitaura newe.
Hear the prophet speaking to you.
Vamwe havasi kurara kuAmerica uko.
Some are not sleeping in America.
Vachisevha mari kuti iwewe ukwanise kuwana spoken word book.
Saving money so you can get a spoken word book.
Patakatenda ukavamwe isusu.
When some of us repent.
Mabhuku ainetsa kuwana.
Books were a problem.
Why do you go on about a Hebrews book? Why is the hammer? Muri hammer chaiyo.
You are going with the book of Hebrews. I know
you are. The old time, I mind.
You are new old time.
Kenya wakarabano. Wakaitabana wene mashoko. Wando chinja matauro wakapona. Wakabata Hebrews book.
But when they see you holding a Hebrews book.
Wendo nanti hamayomwe ya hii. Hamayomwe ya.
They shed their manner of respect to you.
Manja azara mabuku haya.
Now the books are all over.
Kuzara kwao kusawele mkwa kwao.
It's because there are many because there is no one requesting and buying.
They are
not being read.
Kunoedza kuti zvakati. Kuti ngatiteerei tepi kuna muswe chitatu. Vamwe vanotobweka ala kuti hakuna tepi. Hapana muparidzere. Vaparidzere vese havashaya kana vanotoparidza vese. Vese ava.
They could not find one to preach.
Pastor havapo Joshua unotoona kuti pastor havapo Joshua. Ungada kana kunoshaya kana hwani anomirawo.
Kungotaurawo
a few words.
Just to
make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
I'm
not a minister, but I'm just making a noise. No chief.
Mpariti Mukuru.
No chief, Ibanja.
Mpariti Mukuru.
Vakuru.
The chief.
Vakuru avo.
The chief.
Vakuru avo.
The chief.
When
he speaks, we all stand. We always try and try.
But
And we see
seventh grade yo takato funda chimwe chirungu pakwari.
Even though you are seventh grade, we learn some English. Some English.
Hey, why is Zoe not vindication? Anyway?
Do you know the word vindication?
It manifestation.
Or a manifestation.
Ah, was one water forest.
Those are not found.
As one water forest
is not found.
No one was a message of the hour.
As you know.
Hallelujah.
These days we are living.
Hallelujah.
May God
help us.
People are busy.
Church. They are busy. Church.
Because
he's
so another phone.
TV.
That telephone
ne internet.
And internet. That's taking people's time.
Everywhere
is going.
Data.
It's about data.
Econet Mariayo akawanda iri kudata.
Econet, most of the money is getting from data.
Nobody ma pictures and ma video ari kufamba mahamba umo.
Because pictures and videos
mamweji tuti nechituti ari kutendera mahamba umo.
Pornography and everything.
Ndosaka ma phone ehama mazwana uivhureiwe.
That's why a brother's phones have passwords.
Saka sungwa nokutare.
They have put passwords.
Dzimwe dzakuda kugwa nemakumbo. Nechikunwe chekutsoka
uko. Open with
A toe print,
it's difficult
to open the phone.
The phone has got a password.
WhatsApp
has got a password. To make a call, it's got a password.
Only the table has got a
password. Everything else has a password.
Because
it's more important to you than the message.
Iwe.
Some sisters don't know the passwords of their husband's phone. They have tried. They were not given. If they start the issue of getting the password from the husband.
Brother
doesn't want to give the wife the password.
Brother,
Ama.
Message ikapinda pa phone.
If the message,
if you want to have more love
in your house, just say to mama,
don't you want to a message?
Just check who sent me a message.
But don't debate for the young people.
You need to say, give me my phone.
Let's go, Basa.
Give me my phone. It's not a business text. You are lying. Texting
you.
Why are you afraid for your wife to see
that message?
If it's business, just tell your wife how to speak business language.
Don't try to hide in the bathroom on the phone.
To go to the bathroom with the phone. It doesn't leave the
bank.
It's always in the pocket. In the
house.
To go to the bathroom, go to the phone.
Yeah,
my phone fell in the tap. Why are you doing the phone?
Why did you see a bedroom?
Why did you see living in the bedroom? And your wife will see the message on that phone.
Hallelujah.
Nothing is being done.
People stay in the home.
And they listen to the message in the
room.
Don't you know this case? Don't forsake the gathering together.
Yeah, I stay at home.
Live streaming,
I love you. Live
streaming is not done for you. Those people who are not able to come to church, those who were...
Live streaming.
Not to miss church because you say I want to see on live stream. You have broken another scripture. When you break one, you have broken all.
Hallelujah.
Some leave church.
He's
going somewhere.
If
there's nothing he's going to do there. If you see your living church, it's not for the furtherance of the gospel. It means you have been inspired by the devil. If the devil is inspired
you.
If you are living and you are furthering the gospel,
it's okay.
Zakanaka.
Testing for life.
And the nyota ya upeni.
The prophet. People
says,
say, I can stay at home. Be just as good a Christian as I can at church.
Did you go on a song and dream of Christ?
You can't.
As we go naked.
But I'm not talking about grade 3, Jesus.
When we were in grade 3.
Find the back of the 7 minus the 5. Find the back of the 5 minus 7.
5. Visa 7.
5 minus 7.
5 equals Visa 7.
Class, yes, yeah, it can't.
The whole class will say, azite. It
can't be the most difficult seven to formula five.
As you go naked with visa zunis, no
more.
So, should you stay home?
Rova, church.
And miss
what is the name?
And you say, I'll be a better Christian.
It can't.
As you go naked.
The prophet
says that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't do it. Hallelujah. And Satan comes and inspires
people in the middle.
And he says,
What's the problem with you? Your husband did something
to you long back.
Every time you have a problem, you pick it up.
And yet, no fishing.
And then, but you go fishing.
Now you are doing mathematics.
Wives nagging husbands. And the clothes will never be enough. You can never have enough dressing.
I don't have a dress for church.
Sister, just be sober. May you be sober.
Sister.
Did you hear the reason? That at this time we don't have money. And you really know it's not
fair. Now you say, take school fees to
buy my dress.
Sister,
sister, you are not
Hallelujah.
Sober.
Listen to what the Bible
says. Ezekiel 33.
If the wicked is stole the pledge. Give again that he had robbed. Walk in the statutes of life. Without committing iniquity. He shall surely live. He shall not die. None of his sins that he had committed shall be mentioned unto him.
So, brother.
None of them shall be mentioned unto him. He has done that which is lawful and right, and he shall surely live.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Nagging.
These days.
There's
a sort of nagging that is
there. Nega, pastor.
That of troubling the pastor. You know the problem that
we have. We want to be like those.
And God said, no, they want a king, give them. It was not the perfect
king.
If you know you have a doubt, don't do it. Hallelujah.
Something said don't mention it.
Because certain things we did not see. And you know, sister, that this is not
here at Eastleigh, it might be allowed.
But because you are arrogant, you are continuing to you are nagging, sister.
What does this here with my brother Panapa has days?
You know the brothers here don't
like that. You have a problem. Why are you not able to talk to him?
And the brother knows that this sister will be a problem. They can even talk stories, but he knows that this sister is a problem. You know it, sister.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sister.
You know it, sister.
Church.
Amen.
Rukwama banze nyukumbako.
We don't want to
be banze pano pa church.
You have
Moses ziva no zvakunotenda pano pa Italy.
You know that's what we believe.
I moto ziva pano pa kuti asitombo ndi mabanze Moses ziva.
You know here we don't want that.
Moses ziva.
Doing your hair.
Asi muri kuzviitirei?
But why are you doing it?
Ndamune naro stereki.
Because you are arrogant.
Ndi mara stereki.
You are arrogant.
Kakava kari kunetsa yaka.
A fox that's troubling you.
Ndapo kuzviziro ruri mamuri rwizuro.
We want to remove that. Sita motori
flooded. Motori flooded. Nemweya wokusindimara.
Makazara nemvura and the spirit of arrogance.
Next week inenda yenda kuna maono bondwana futi. Hakuna maono bondwana.
You never get anywhere.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pato ndokuza kuti kana munhu uchingopara nyaya yakadai pano haugoni kuzouchata. Vanotokudza.
The pastor will tell you that if you have committed this issue, you cannot be wedded.
Naronga hande kuna pantu inoita kuzobvunza tega. Saka pastor, hapana here kana koti kana wani inonditendera kuti ndingoitawo munongozva pastor. Saka promise mbuya achastafa kuti mwana achazochata. Saka ndachikumbira pastor tingo iwe.
Pastor, we are just asking that
take us the foxes.
Keep the stray makava.
The little foxes.
Makava madiki.
Hey, brother, ivava vanongotaura zvavo. Ndavanawo vadiki. Tichazovanzwa kana vanawo vakura. Tichazovanzwa.
Still young and.
Ndo mataurira avo iwayo. Kakava futi ikako. Kada kuzvimba futi kada kuchepawo ikako.
That you have to shake off.
Kana iri nyaya waona vadiki ndinamatira.
If you the issue that you have seen, why not pray for me? Pray for me.
Kakava kada kuzvimba kaunako ikako. Kongo sora sora zose Kongo sora sora zose zose
despising everything.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kanga kava kari koke mari ne popularity. Vanhu vari busy kudavita dollar. The love of money is the root of all evil.
Kudoro we mari ndomudzi wezvakaipa zvese.
Tiri kuita shumiro yemari here kana shumiro yaMwari?
Are we in the ministry of money or in the ministry? Ndomubvunza
kuti kufana kubvunza vanhu nhasi.
That's the question I must ask.
Kuti kuita shumiro yaMwari, yemari here kana ndiyaMwari?
Do we want the ministry of money?
Because vamwe vari mushumiro nokuda kwemari.
Some are in the ministry because of money.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bible rinoti taurira kuna James chapter 4.
Bible says in James chapter 4.
Verse 7.
Verse 7.
Submit yourselves therefore to God.
Zvisei pasina izvozvo.
Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
Rambai diabori anotizai kubva
pano. Vazhinji vanongo kota pakupedzisira.
Many people just quote the last part.
Resist the devil.
And
resist the devil. Chimbodzokera kumashure verenga.
Now go
back and submit yourself.
And zvisei pasi.
Chimbozvisa pasi.
Submit yourself.
Kuna Mwari. Was all resist the devil.
And then you can. Amona
kuda kurisa devil sakuzivisa pasi pamwari.
Don't just resist the devil.
Usinga terere instruction panapa. Usinga terere mfundisi. Usinga terere madikoni. Usinga terere madrasti.
Listen to the trustees.
Iwe.
Hey you.
Iwe. How terere leadership wakaita sefe iwe.
Why are you not submissive to leadership?
Ukanzi simuka paugere unogara pamwe. Simuka unogara pamwe.
If they say stand up, you just leave that place and go somewhere.
Iwo tototenda Mwari makazopinda church yakura imi.
We thank God you came to church.
Kwane machea akawanda.
And now there are many churches.
Tichiri pareo tonapo.
When we are at Reuton.
Waimukira kuzobata chair.
You come early to get a
chair.
Sa
brother moya mabata chair yenyu kuti muwane pokugara.
And as a brother you come early and get a chair to
sit. Asi brother Bure.
But brother Bure.
Brother Mudombo.
Brother Mudombo.
Waigola kusvika.
They would come.
Pane mahama akamboti brother Bure vachiuya.
There's a certain brother who's...
Ikati brother wari kuzondisimudza ava.
And a new brother was coming to...
Ama ndobve yataka kunamata.
And he started praying.
Brother Bure vakabva vamira ipapo.
And brother Bure stood there.
Vachimirira kuti hama ipedze kunamata.
And waiting for the brother to say amen.
Yapedza kunamata ikabva yanzi hama ande kumashure.
After prayer and the deacon said, go back.
Tanga tisingamborambiwe.
We did not refuse.
Taingosimuka tichibva tiri kuteerera authority.
We just got up listening to authority.
Submission yepa authority ine basa.
Submissive to authority is important.
Ndosaka uchizodzingwa basa ndawatanga kutadza kuteerera panapa kana kubasa kwako kuteerera futi iwewe.
That's why you are fired from your job because you are not submissive.
Unofanira kuteerera mhani iwewe.
You must submit.
Teerera authority ichitaura. Ukatsiurwa chinhu, ukatsiurwa chinhu bvunza.
If you are rebuked, ask.
Hana brother Branham kana ukadiki kaunosiya ikako. That little jot.
Brother Branham, that little jot you leave.
And joka nebasa ikako.
That is very important.
Rekati manyina so one 5 minutes chete.
Let us rush.
Because 1 hour yangu yakutokwana.
Because my 1 hour.
Hallelujah. Hanzi wewe 5 minutes. Nakuti 5 minutes. Hanzi kakaka diki ikako.
That little fox.
Hanzi ikako.
that little force. You must ask for forgiveness from God and leave that little thing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Branham, no matter how little you do, he knows everything that you do. It's recorded in heaven. Hallelujah. Paramount Simon Bukron making the valley full of ditches.
And the Paramount
Paris, the Paramount Church. The government rows, you said.
And I preached a certain church. I thought I had broke every sin.
And then my sister was after service.
And another sister
came after. Because brother Branham, ini na mla udombo di bata zenyu. Kana kudombo di bata. Brother Branham kafunga di mutchene. Wakaso yamu swanzi. Aiwa, pamoja mchipari the papa. Nyaema kuwa mla kuitaura. No problem, ina sister eva baba.
You didn't talk about gossip.
Ane ma sister ane problem ema kuwa.
The sisters with the
tumakava tudiki. Ava goni kugara pasi.
They are not able to sit down.
Gani wana tawara, ndo kuta wara iso si.
Let me speak what I must say.
Because kana wari mo sister eva wampu katosi, hau kaatza rita peza
service. Because if the sister is there, she can come to the altar after service.
Bakasimu tukwa brother GV, pana hapa mkotship.
When brother GV was announced here, his courtship.
Service, this is Rambeli.
Once the service was going on,
South Africa.
And I was in South Africa, we received a message.
Seven.
Around 7.
Big fish are in courtship.
Big fish is in courtship. And so when did he get into courtship? And he's actually, he was announced today.
At 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock East. They're still in service. And there's a sister who came out.
And
went out. Send WhatsApp to South Africa. And some came from Dubai.
Big fish in the court.
And big fish.
Before you know it, the whole world.
And
the service
was going on.
Since when?
Kubarin.
Kubarin. And allow phones
in church. Allow phones in church.
Kana uri porto zita izo zizi.
And if you are there,
kakawa kadiki kakawa ikako.
Folks,
kaja mutatseke nda kudenga sister.
That will make you to miss heaven.
Sapa makabuda panza hapo nyanya na usara ichita ungo ere mukaipota. Muri busy ba WhatsApp.
Out, your issue here was spoken of.
Mupota denga nyanya WhatsApp ere
shua. You miss heaven because of WhatsApp.
Mari makubatsire mani makuwa.
May God help you because of your gossip. Akuto kushamba
kaka makuwa iwayo.
It's gossip.
Anozi makuwa.
That's true gossip.
Bano akona makuwa zere.
Many people and you, when you see a brother now gossiping, if we were not recording
their bedroom,
you never want to hear what they think in their
bedroom.
May God help you so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, Jeremiah not here.
Jeremiah says,
oh Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth?
Thou hast
stricken them, but they have not grieved.
Thou
hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return.
They refused to return.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah 5:5. I will get unto me the great man, and will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God. But these have all together broken the yoke and burst the bonds. You know what we want here. You know what you believe here. You know what you preach here. But you break the yoke, you break the bonds, you break everything, you break the very earthly thing. Shame on you. Hallelujah. The message is being preached to correct you. You refuse the correction. You want to hold on to that fox. And the wise man of Solomon is saying, take at the little foxes. Are you wiser than
Solomon?
Hallelujah. Jeremiah 3, verse 11. Go and proclaim these words toward the north.
And I will not tell Ramashoka Yakumusoro.
And say, return thou backsliding Israel.
What do you mean, Zokai Israel?
And I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you.
We anticipate that.
For I am merciful, says the Lord. And I will not keep anger forever.
And
only acknowledge thine iniquity. That thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God.
Jeremiah 6:16.
Thus says the Lord. Send ye in the ways. and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk there. Kuramba, kuramba. Kuda atidi, 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 ibai, ibai. Unongo shora, sweta atidi, pastor, atidi, atidi. You frown when the pastor is preaching. You frown when the ministers are preaching. So why are you here? If you want to go, just go. Why don't you leave and go and set us free from your troubles? We are tired of you. We are tired of you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Hallelujah. Brother Branham says, whatever that little besetting sin is, it might be lying, it might be stealing, it might be evil thinking, it might be temper, it might be drinking, it might be smoking, whatever it is. Brother Branham, sin is so enticing. It's glamour. It's appetizing. And then he starts dramatizing about the Amalekites. Where Joshua said, utterly destroy everything. And Brother Brown says, why? Could you imagine some of those Israelite women picking up a little baby? And they say, oh, isn't it cute? Look at it. It's even teeth. It hasn't got teeth yet. Joshua said, kill it. The mother said, oh, I'm a mother. I can't kill that baby. Joshua said, you must hand it. Hand it here. Why? It might look cute now. But it will grow up and be just like its daddy.
That baby will grow up and be a problem.
You are giving
it milk and steak and steak.
It's because you are not respecting
one another. Disrespect.
And you are fired from work because of disrespect. And your children will trample you because of disrespect.
Take us the little foxes. The little foxes. Hallelujah.
Today you are here. And you say, I've got my little
foxes.
Maybe it was not spoken
about.
But one day Pharaoh had trouble with frogs. And he was
asked by Moses,
when can I remove this
box?
When can I remove this
box?
When can we remove these foxes? When can we remove this gossip? When can we remove this
minister?
When can we remove this not listening to the prophet? And he said, tomorrow.
One day I preached the message titled, One More Night with the Frogs.
Some people are comfortable
with one more night with the frogs.
You want to stay with that gossip? Are you not troubled going out with that gossip? You have not asked the
answer. Because the prophet Elijah asked Elisha.
Because one day if the prophet Elijah asked Elisha, what do you want?
Because
I want a double portion of your spirit. You have asked
a hard thing.
But, yes.
But,
yes.
Sister,
you want that fox to go? You want that fox to go? You are asking a hard thing.
But,
yes. You are asking a hard thing.
But,
yes.
But, yes.
But,
yes. But, yes. Sister.
That spirit of
God.
You want that fox to go?
But
ask the heart. But
I've got a but tonight.
Didn't I ask
you? Sister. What you ask? Brother. Brother,
amen.
Brother.
You want God to do something to you? You want that fox to go?
But
ask the heart.
But
ask.
Look at the but.
Ask.
Could I find a solution? meaning that God is a solution. There is a solution. That if you want, if you are willing,
there is a solution. You are free to come here. Brother Branham says, people are, they turn around. They seem like they are not hearing. As one day, it will be far to go to hell. The order is closer to you than hell. And I'm saying tonight, if you have got that fox, you must shake it off. You must shake it off in your life. If you are disrespecting the prophet, from today, Brother Branham
says,
from that time, from today, the system changed. The system changed. The 17th of March, 2017, the system changed for you. You left everything. You said, shake off. You said, shake off. Take us the little foxes. Let us spoil the vine. Take us the little foxes that is spoiling our relationship here. Take us the little foxes that is spoiling our Christian life. We want to be better Christians. We want to be better fathers. We want to be better mothers. We want to be better Christians. When we come here, we want God to talk to us. We want to come here with the right attitude, with the right spirit, and a great expectation. If you are there tonight, you are asking for a hard thing. You are asking for a hard thing. But if you see me going, you must receive. If you see me going, you must receive a double portion. If you see me going, If you see me going, receive a double portion. God bless you.
Hallelujah, stand on our feet tonight.